Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 25, 21, and 22. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Jesus said in Matthew 5:46, For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Put in the vernacular of today, it might be big deal, so you love your father, mother, sister, and brother? Do you love them for benefit? Is there a hidden agenda in your love? If so, this is your reward. Loving for profit is certainly not godly love. Jesus said, Love your enemies, that ye may be the children of your Father. So loving our enemies marks us as children of the Father. If the Father loves enemies, the Son is to love them also. If the Son loves the Father, he loves to copy the Father. Are we not predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son? A little boy watches his father, for he loves to do what his father does. So Jesus challenges his children to travel the high road, for loving one's enemies is an identifying mark of God's children. You are not to be satisfied with the kind of love that extends to only those who love you, but by, and only by the grace of God, you are to love your enemies. But you say there is no reward in that. If I love those who love me, there will come instant benefit, but my enemy will not provide that. O faithless one, O discoverer of your heart, keep looking in the heart, and that is what you will conclude. Heart tells me this is impractical. This is too much to expect. This is too much to ask of anyone to humble himself and serve his enemy. Heart says there is no profit in such a thing. But if you look to the end of this proverb instead of listening to your deceitful heart, you will find the short phrase, And the Lord shall reward thee. It all boils down to temporal benefit versus eternal benefit. What will you choose? Will you live your life on the altar of the immediate or the altar of the permanent? Will you feed your enemy? Will you give him water to drink? Do you think that these needs are so unusual that your enemy will not ever require these? Is God telling us to take advantage of the daily hunger and the daily thirsting of our enemy, so that we may show him love? It seems so, for every day all enemies are hungry and thirsty. Maybe he is telling us that we must love them at all times. The command is clear. We are to love indeed. We are to satisfy the needs of our enemy, not just giving platitudes or words covering deceitful realities of the heart, not letting him control or dictate our conduct by his conduct, but measuring our conduct according to our wonderful Savior and Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved his enemies and gave his life for them. He is the bread of life and the living water. We are told in this proverb, If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. What better bread is there than the bread of life? And what better water than the living water? So Jesus conquers his enemies, overcoming evil with good, by giving them the bread of life and living water. In like manner, he sent his Holy Spirit to heap coals of fire upon our heads to melt the metal of our hard hearts. Our hard and stubborn spirit was softened and melted by the coals of fire that accompanied the love of God given to overcome our evil. This is what loving your enemies is all about, overcoming evil. God is an overcomer of evil, and his children are to do likewise. Evil for evil does not overcome, but love given in trade for evil melts and softens the heart of an enemy. God desires that our testimony be such that evil flees when we are around. God is not pleased if our life contributes to the increase and continuance of evil. So by this proverb, he challenges us to warm our enemies into friends. Coals of fire are heaped when love is given to those who curse you, when love is shown for those who hate you, and prayer is offered for those who despitefully use and persecute you. We do not heap coals of fire to see our enemies squirm and feel ashamed of themselves. That is not a motive to do right. We heap coals of fire to overcome evil with good. Our enemies may spurn our bread and water and may return evil for good, but remember, the Lord shall reward thee. Our Lord loves mercy and goodness, and he loves for his children to resemble him in mercy and goodness. When we use this important grace of loving our enemies, he loves to reward us greatly. Take the challenge of these proverbs.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.